Reading. In this book, we have discussed the way English is being increasingly used across cultures. English has become a lingua franca for people from all over the world. We have seen how there are many more non-native speakers of English than there are native speakers of it. This has very important implications. Non-native speakers are more likely to use English with other non-native speakers than with native speakers. This is true in regions such as East and Southeast Asia, where English has become a common language for business communication, and for member states of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. Thus, English is no longer solely associated with native-speaking cultures such as Britain, the United States, or Australia, and people who use English largely to communicate with other non-native speakers may not need to know very much about native English-speaking cultures. Instead, they need to know about the cultures of the people they are speaking English with. If Japanese people are using English to communicate with Koreans, Thais, Chinese, or Indonesians, they need to know about Korean, Thai, Chinese, or Indonesian culture, and they need to know how Japanese culture is viewed by those people. They do not need to know about British or American culture. This new role of English also means that new varieties of English are developing. We can see this happening everywhere. In this region, Singaporean and Malaysian varieties of English are already well established. It will surely not be long before people start talking about Hong Kong Chinese varieties of English. And in the same way that native speaker varieties of English differ from each other in terms of pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, and cultural conventions, so do these new varieties of English. This means that if you want to speak English, you do not have to learn to sound like a native speaker. You can sound like what you are. If you are Singaporean, you can sound Singaporean. If you are Chinese, you can sound Chinese. And if you are Japanese, you can sound Japanese. Indeed, it is good to sound like yourself, as this gives you cultural identity. The increasing use of English in the region may also become reflected in regional varieties of English in more subtle ways. For example, will regional varieties of English use local and regional cultural conventions when requesting or complimenting? Will regional varieties of English adopt local or regional greeting conventions? Will they adopt local or regional naming conventions and terms of address? We shall have to wait and see. One thing is certain. English is increasingly becoming a language of cross-cultural communication across Asia. It is becoming an Asian language.